الأمة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to علماء Profile with myself Ubaidullah Boja. You with me once again for another hour. Inshallah, we had an amazing first hour. Lot of interaction from the people of Heidelberg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah accept from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a lot of barakah in your life, inshallah ta'ala. During the course of the program, we play you a clip of Manasat Sab Tarawi and his reciting, inshallah. We also have Mufti AK that will be speaking. We have Marana San, one or two of Marana students also. And if you wish, you may also give us a call, or you may also come and you may also play tribute to Marana Asad Ovi, that we normally know him. Is Marana was a amazing person, as we will hear, inshallah ta'ala. And as we begin the program, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And ahlan wa sahlan to Mufti AK Hussain Sahib Damal Barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen. Mawlana, pleasure to have you on air this evening, inshallah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's a good night, Jummah night, and inshallah we hope that we can do justice if we try and pay tribute to our honorable Mawlana Asad, the son of Mawlana Ismail, rahimahullah.
Mawlana, you knew Mawlana very closely and you were family of his. Your input to the program with regards to him as a person, Mufti Sahib?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tonight being the night of Jumu'ah, Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Akthiru alayhi salat yawm al-Jumu'ah, is authentic hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah and Daylami and various ahadith compilations. Hence we should try and read abundant durood tonight and tomorrow. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
Inshallah, I think what we will do is, before we discuss Mawlana Asad Sahib, let us just discuss the family. The Mawlana Asad's grandfather is known as Haji Ovi Muhammad, and he was very, very well known in the Tablighi and Dawat circles. And mashallah, in 1955, that is my father-in-law and Mawlana Asad's grandfather, his dada, his paternal grandfather. So my father-in-law and mother-in-law in 1955 went for Hajj, and they went by ship, and they took their youngest son Hashim, who was just 6 years old at that time. And there in India, they met Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So, mashallah, that with Hazrat Madani, Rahimahullah, they performed Hajj. He became my father-in-law, Mawlana Asad's grandfather, became the murid of Hazrat Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And at that time, he had 10 sons, you know.
Allah.
So, mashallah, no daughters. So, obviously, he also must have cried, my father-in-law, mother-in-law. Hazrat Madani made special dua. And lo and behold, and that is when my wife Fatima was born, after 1-2 years in 57, mashallah. And in that way, the 10 brothers and one sister, so when we meet the family, I always tell them I'm the goalkeeper, like, you know. But anyway, that is just on a light-hearted note. Now Mawlana Ismail, that's Mawlana Asad's father, so he is the 6th son. So number 6, he used to call himself number 6 also, because from the 10 sons, he was number 6, like, you know.
Yes.
So mashallah, Mawlana Ismail also made a lot of khidmat. He was in Krukasdorp, he was in Witbank, and he served the community there. He passed away about 3 years ago at the age of 73. And Mawlana Asad's mother passed away in Ramadan in 2003. It was the 25th night. I remember very well, because I had another janazah. I was in Pretoria, and my cousin passed away in Durban. Then from there, I had to rush to Durban. So it was in Ramadan, 25th Ramadan. And so Mawlana Ismail and Mawlana Asad's mother, Halima, Allah Ta'ala give them all Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
So this marriage brought about 2 sons, and one was Ahmed, the eldest son, and he's now about 53 years old, and mashallah, he's still there in Pretoria. And Mawlana Asad, so Mawlana Asad was born on the 28th of June 1966. Now this is something we need to learn, and you know, it is a great lesson for me and for the Ummah and all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam. So Mona Asad was born on 28 June 1966. And lo and behold, Mona Ismail went with his wife and his both his sons, Ahmed and Asad, in the year 1970 to the sage of the age, Hazrat Mona Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Mona Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawarallah Marqadahu, Hazrat G, as we normally call Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And from 1970 to 73, about 3 years they spent there. So obviously Mona Asad was a very, very young person at that time, 4 or 5 years old, and his brother Ahmed. And I remember both of them telling me, Hazraji Nawarallah Marqadahu, we all know who met Hazraji, that Hazraji's akhlaq and Hazraji's tawazu and everything, his character sublime, his tawazu and his humility would win the hearts of people. So on some occasions, you know, occasionally Hazraji Nawarallah Marqadahu would tell Ahmed, who is not a hafiz, but he started hifz and did some paras, that he must read some kirat. And our Maulana Asad also, at that time a very young boy, 4, 5, 6 years old, to read kirat sometime before the majlis and so forth of Hazraji. So they grew up basically there in Jalalabad for the 3 years with their parents there. And any person who spends so many years with Hazraji there, it can be an adult or a child, you know, suhbat-e salih, salih kunand, suhbat-e talih, talih kunand. The nearer we are to the fireplace, then definitely the warmth of the fireplace comes onto us during the winter months, and in summer the aircon, then the coolness comes. So when you stay with these great pious luminaries, and obviously there is very few left like this in the whole world, so that piety, mashallah, rubbed off onto Mona Asad Sahib, you know. And then when he came back, he came and they were settled in Azadwal. And mashallah, we must place on record our sincerest thanks and appreciation to Maulana Harun Sahib Akbar Ali there, Hafizahullah in Azadwal. That Maulana Asad stayed there with Maulana. He went to school there also in Azadwal and so forth. He also studied in Mias Farm by Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Nawarallah Marqadahu. And Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, when he came here to where I am, you know, opposite mashallah, so I used to meet Hazrat there and wish to speak also, although I didn't study by Hazrat Fatima, my wife studied by Hazrat mashallah, and Hazrat even spoke of her mashallah. Nevertheless, that he became a Hafiz there by Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman. And again he went back to Mias Farm, you know, he went back to Jalalabad in the year 80 or so with his cousin Mona Ayub Ovi of Port Shepston, and that was now to further his studies and so forth. And then in 85, mashallah, to further his academic career, he came to Darul Newcastle. And that is where I saw his qualities really outstanding, you know, in Darul Uloom, mashallah, that we were there, that I was 20 years in Newcastle with the help of Almighty Allah. So we would have mostly students from the Cape Province, Western Province, from Transvaal at that time, and Natal and so forth, many of the African students, African countries and so forth. But Mona Asad would always stand out in this sense. His akhlaq was very, very outstanding. His tawadu, his humility. And one thing I know, Hazrat Mona Qasim Sema Nawarullah Marqadahu, our principal at Darul Uloom, he used to call Asad because Asad even learned Taweez from his late father, you know. So I know Mona Sema Sahib Marhum used to call Mona Asad and say this person has come and so forth, and you must now take your nuskha and your prescription and give him, you know. So I used to find it very amazing that Mohan Sema was well known in all these things, and he used to do all and help the people out. But then eventually I told Asad he must leave all these things, you know, it's not healthy for him, it will distract him from his studies. So mashallah, that is how we know our Mona Asad right till the year 1990. In 1991, mashallah, he got married to our sister Maryam Duma from Ispingo Beach. And this marriage produced 5 children. Luqman is the eldest, mashallah. He is now, you know, he was born in 92, and he is now doing Mishkat Sharif by another graduate of ours, Monasim Mita, there in Pretoria. And Luqman is a Hafiz also. And he's got 4 sisters, Asma. And Asma is married, mashallah, and Saadia, Halima, Yusra. Halima and Yusra are very, very young, born in 2006, 2007. Now they have become yateem. obviously when we look at them, you know, we feel so sad that Allah Ta'ala knows best, you know, that the yatim children. But when we speak to the Palestinians, when we speak to any of the Aitam and the Yatama, we always tell them, Khair al-Bashari kana yatima. The best and the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the entire universe was, is, will always be the master, Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was a yatim, alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. So therefore, to be a yatim, one way is difficult, but on the other side, Allah Ta'ala elevates them, takes care of them. So, mashallah, we must place on record our sincerest thanks as well to the Dokrat family, our brother Haji Suleiman Dokrat, his family, these two illustrious sons, Maulana Muhammad Dokrat, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat. You know, when Maulana Asad qualified in 1990, and I was just looking at our Darul Uloom magazine, his colleagues at that time were Maulana Imran Khamisa in Port Shepston doing sterling work, Maulana Firoz Mullah, and many other students. Some of them have passed away, in fact. Two of them I can think of, Maulana Jamaluddin Hamdulay has passed away, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. And Maulana Idris also passed away. So anyway, that's now with him, three from the same class have already met, you know, have left this world. And we find that Maulana then went to Pretoria, and the Dokrat family, the Fashion World family, really went out of their way, and he served them very, very well, 22, 23 years, you know. All of them are his students. Until today, when I meet them, they always would speak about Maulana with so much fondness and love, that how he would teach them with so much love and dedication, sincerity, try not only ta'aleem, but even the tarbiyah, and that is lacking today in many places. So one is the teacher teaches, and one is worried about their tarbiyah and akhlaq and everything else, you know. So that was also an outstanding feature of Maulana. He was very, very shy, you know. I'll give you three examples of that. Number one is when his daughter Asma got married, mashallah, to our Maulana Ishaq Day in Durban. So it was a Friday, so he told me that, you know, I must make the Jummah lecture, everything, and thereafter is the nikah. So I told him, fine, I'll do that, but the nikah you must perform. He said, no. You my teacher, meaning referring to me, and, you know, he would say that it is the haq of the ustad, that I must perform. So alhamdulillah, we performed the nikah and everything, and inshallah, you know, his wife will become a nani very soon, and obviously he knew about it, but he left this world. So inshallah, Almighty Allah granting something better there in the year after. So that was how the haya he had, the adab he had, the respect he had, he always... I would tell him, you know, we have Nasiha program on Channel Islam, and I would tell him that why don't you do one program at least once in a year or something. He would shy away very much, you know. He was not a person who would take the platform or give a Jummah lecture and render a khutbah or something. Maybe khutbah salat he would do, but not a lecture. He would feel very, very shy, you know. But Dars and a wonderful reciter of the Noble Quran. Just the other day, his brother Ahmed sent me a clip of him reading Surah Maryam, you know, beautiful recitation. And I know in Darul Uloom, he used to perform imamat occasionally. So wonderful reciter of the Noble Quran and so forth, you know. Another outstanding feature of our Maulana Asad was, now when the news broke that he had cancer, Dr. Shiraz Alamdeen, Allah Ta'ala reward him, he went out of his way to help the family and inform us what's happening. So, you know, when we used to go see Maulana in the hospital or when he came home, and the himmat he would give the family, you know, not one word of complaint. And that was remarkable. Otherwise, people who go for radium and they go for all this type of, you know, treatment, they will be complaining. But Maulana was a person, he was always smiling when we left the room or we left the hospital and the clinic, and we would say, but look at Maulana, so remarkable he is. Only 49 years old when he passed away, you know. So a big vacuum and a big gap in the Ovi family. Ovi is my father-in-law, Maulana Asad, Osman Wali Muhammad. And those who are in the political field, you know, in the old South Africa, So they will know there was O.V. Muhammad, he was always with Haji Bhai Padia, and Haji Bhai Padia Marhum used to call him Baji, and everybody used to call him Baji, used to sit on the stage in the Ishtimas and so forth. Haji Abu Bakr Arbi and Haji Bhai Padia and O.V. Muhammad Haji Sahab, the three of them were together most of the time, because all three from Ispingo Beach. And then there was E.V. Muhammad, and he was very much in the politics, you know, with Chief Luthuli and all of them. I know under apartheid he couldn't get a passport and so forth. So that is how you find that the family, some went in the political circle, some came in this circle of Dawat and Tabligh and so forth. So Maulana Asad was very, very balanced in that way there. His contribution, legacy is great. And inshallah, he educated and was a teacher and educator, not only for the men, but so many hundreds of ladies and girls also studied by him, people phoning us, telling us, mothers crying and telling us that their daughters studied by Maulana Asad and they can't forget what they studied. And I must place on thanks, you know, my appreciation to the Yusra Tours. I hope I pronounced the name right, Yusra Tours or Travel in Pretoria. Anyway, they arranged that Maulana that time went for Hajj also. So with Yusra, so you know, so he performed Hajj, went to Medina Munawwara, Makkah, Alhamdulillah. So all this happened with a barakah that he won the hearts of the people, young and old, male and female. And it was three qualities which he had. One was his sublime character. One was his simplicity. You know, even today, sometime I have to look at his house, you know, or his car, you know. I say, Maulana, your car is in half a karat, you know. Why don't you change your car, you know? So he would just smile and these things there. And, you know, in Newcastle when I was there, so I always would tell the students I need somebody who knows Arabic, Urdu and English. And Maulana was the ideal candidate, and obviously his auntie is my wife, so there was no hijab and parda problem. So he could be in and out, and he used to come very often. So I would tell him, Maulana, just pack this whole shelf here and books, and anyone you find double, then you can take it, you know. So he was very happy, and it suited me fine also. It was a win-win situation. So one was his akhlaq and character, one was his simplicity, and one was his tawadu and humility. So these were the three outstanding qualities that we found in our Maulana. And inshallah, we hope that this will be a sadaqah jariyah for him, and his children, inshallah, will also, you know, follow in his footsteps. And Luqman, mashallah, now he has a huge responsibility. He is the man of the house to look after his beloved mother, to look after his sisters and so forth. All may Allah make the task easy for him. I don't know, Maulana, if you got any other questions. This is just what I remember offhand.
Well, in terms of knowing him personally, well, what would be if we were to share to a listener that what would describe Maulana Asad Sahab, what would you tell the listeners that this is who Maulana Asad was as an individual when you met him personally?
Last week when we were there for the janaza, and just look at it, you know, Dr. Shiraz Alamdeen phoned me about 7 o'clock and told me last week Friday that he is in critical condition and make dua, must we take him to hospital? I said, no, you don't take him to hospital. Whatever happens will happen at home. And that is what happened. Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, من توفاه الله يوم الجمعة أو ليلتها وقاه الله من فتنة القبر. This is the authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whosoever Almighty Allah gives death on the Friday, the day of Friday, or the night of Friday, Almighty Allah protects that person from the torment of the grave right till day of Qiyamah. Obviously, Iman and Islam is a prerequisite. MashaAllah, the family were there. He read the Kalima, and then he met, you know, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's mercy came, and so forth. So why I'm giving you this introduction, then I had to make the Jummah and Janaza, and then anyway, then I spent the Friday night there. So some people met me, and then they were sympathizing. Then I heard they were saying that we don't even know who Maulana Asad was, although he was teaching there in the Darussalam, Darul Uloom, but Muhammad Dokrat, Maulana Ahmad and all of them. So I told them the way I would describe Maulana Asad was Khamush Mujahid.
Subhanallah.
Khamush Mujahid, for those who do not know Urdu, is a person who does so much work. You know, we in the media, so we keep on making noise, so people come to know us, you know. But these are people that they are working, and they do their work so silently, with sincere sincerity, and hardly people know them. Even today, if you go even to Darussalam Masjid, some people don't know who's Mawlana Asad Sahib. Now we say Rahimahullah, but when they hear, they say, but how come we never saw him? And you know, so that is how we will describe him. His sincerity was such, bilkul gumnam, jisko hum kehte Urdu mein, a person who did not want, you know, the name and fame and what have you, a person who continued with his work, and mashallah, he said, and he always used to tell me that please come and teach here, because, you know, the students can learn hadith, Tirmidhi, Sharif, Bukhari, whatever. So in that way there, so mashallah, sometime we go and give lessons there and so forth. So that was to bring great joy to him, because he felt that, you know, the students must learn more and more. So this was what was an outstanding great quality of a person. He carried on with his work. The people who were around him never knew really what he was doing, and some of them didn't even know his name basically. So this is a sign of the ikhlas and sincerity. When the person leaves, and today if you ask the Ovi family, you know, then they will tell you, you ask his son, you ask his two daughters, you ask the widow, you ask the brother Ahmed, or anybody else, now they'll tell you, yes, it has created such a big vacuum in their family, and for all of us, obviously. So that is how I would describe our Mawlana Asad Rahimahullah, that bilkul khamush mujahid hai, that never a person who will want to take the musalla or do something unless he's really forced to do so, you know. I know Mawlana Muhammad telling me last week, Muhammad Dakrat, he say once Mawlana Asad took him there to Lotus Garden Masjid, you know, and Jummah time, and told him, okay, this is the lecture and this is what you have to do. And Mawlana, he was just graduating or was still studying, and he wasn't used to this lecturing and so forth, Jummah lecture. So he stood there for 1-2 minutes, and then he said, Mawlana, I can't carry on. And then he sat down, and then Mawlana Asad continued. So that is how he would build up the students, give them that courage, take them to a masjid where there weren't so many people, where they would get overawed and overwhelmed and so forth, you know. So in that way, they're giving encouragement to the student. Never mind, after 1 minute you sat down, it's fine, but at least you stood there, and now that fear of yours will break, and inshallah, today Mawlana can lecture in front of thousands of people. But you go back to your humble beginnings and origins, and see, you needed that one teacher. When we fell, then he always picked us up. So that is what is to do. So that is our apt description for our Mawlana, bilkul khamush mujahid.
Mustafa, jazakallah so much, much appreciated. There's a whole lot that you've packed in such a short time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the gap for the family, yourself, it's family to you as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mawlana the highest of stages in Jannah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaykum.
Assalamu wa rahmatullah. Barakallah.
Ameen. It was Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, the uncle of Mawlana Asad Sahib, sharing some of the information. And I think Mufti Sahib has so aptly packed Mawlana Asad Sahib's life that it gives us an understanding who Mawlana was. And like we ran in the first hour, if you want to share your interaction with Mawlana, or you would like us to read what Mawlana has impacted your life and made motivated you, give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can send me a WhatsApp or a text message. The number is 071-878-9748. Before we take our air break, I just would like to read you something. Tribute to Mawlana Asad Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. And this comes from Anisa binti Hashim, one of Mawlana's students. She says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is nothing more befitting on hearing of the passing away of our honored Hazrat Mawlana Asad Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. The saying goes, Mawtul alam, Mawtul alimi, Mawtul alam. The death of a scholar is the death of a great portion of this world. Mawlana Asad Sahib passing away has left a deep chasm at our madrasa Darul Uloom at Dar es Salaam, in the community of Pretoria, in the hearts of Mawlana's family, and students, a true loss to the Ummah as well. But indeed, our loss of a friend of Allah is the gain of the Akhirah. Having had the honor of being taught by Mawlana Ismail Muhammad Ovi Sahib Rahimahullah at Maktab in the 80s, I now had the privilege of calling his son Mawlana Asad Sahib na Ustad in our fourth, and sixth year of Alima at the Darul Uloom. This was indeed a wonderful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the many subjects Mawlana taught me was Tirmidhi Sharif, which became a beacon of light for all of us because of Morana's tutelage. Morana Sahib not only assisted us in gaining insight to his extensive ni'mah of Nurul Ilm, explaining every single hadith with such patience, detailing every opinion of the madhahib with such clarity, and assisted us with the understanding to be put into daily practice. But it was also his soft, kind demeanor and his rare hikmah that would give us the pearls of nasiha for the daily islah and rectification of our hearts. His strength of conviction in adhering to absolute haqq and sunnah was always most commendable. Maulana never refused questions. He encouraged it as it removed pride. And his humility and love for the awliya Allah and his asatidah endeared the same in our hearts too, alhamdulillah. In our final year, out of hesitancy and hope in now stepping out in the world, I requested nasiha on a dua for acceptance we could make, and Maulana beautifully answered, "In every part of life, wherever the path takes you, make dua that Allah, and ask Allah to use you for the khidmat of deen. Shukr, it is now and always will be a daily beseeching in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May every single iota of ilm imparted and practiced there be a source of eternal thawab and nur for Moran Asad Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Ameen." This was from one Morana student. We take a quick air break, and when we return, inshallah, we speak to Morana Adil Kolvadia, which was one of Moran Asad Sahab's students, inshallah.
Africa Cash and Carry. We offer regular promotions at the lowest possible prices. Bulk buyers enjoy fantastic deals and many, many in-store specials. We stock a large variety of merchandise from cosmetics, toiletries, hair and household products, perfumes, cell phones and accessories, electrical appliances and jewelry, and hardware at very low prices. Africa Cash and Carry has over 25 years experience. Call us on 011-661-6600.
Is your child rubbing his eyes or complaining of headaches, watery or itchy eyes? Eye Care for Kids begins at birth. At school, 80% of a child's learning is based on vision. When last has your child had their eyes screened? An eye test examines the internal and external structure of the eyes to coordinate care for hand-eye coordination in preschoolers, glaucoma, cataracts and retinal disorders, diabetes and hypertension. Trade Route Optical for a free vision screening. An excellent investment in your health. Two pairs of glasses for 699 Rand or buy one, get one free on selected frames. Trade Route Optical. Your eyes are our concern. Shop you too next to FNB 852-3937.
Kurbani with Crescent of Hope. Once again, Crescent of Hope brings you Kurbani at affordable prices locally and internationally. And trust us with your Nifl or Wajib Kurbani performed by Ulama and Crescent of Hope members. Excess funds will be utilized for deen activities. Funds will not benefit any individual. Contact Crescent of Hope on 011-852-7370. 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesha. Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah. It's sale time at Pay and Save, the fabric and bridal center in Lanesha. Exclusive beaded and evening wear fabrics up to 70% off. Printed stretch knits from 15 rands per meter. Abaya fabrics from 28 rands per meter. Men's kurta fabrics from 15 rands per meter. Trimmings and motifs up to 50% off. There's only one fabric sale. It's the Pay and Save sale at 5 Pelican Avenue, Lanesha. Telephone number 011-852-4910. Pay and Save, usually unusual fabrics. Sale ends 12th of September.
Africa. Have you helped quench the thirst of your Muslim brother? Sponsor a water well for only 9,500 rands in Africa, or a borehole for just 40,000 rands as a means of sadaqah jariyah for a deceased loved one. Africa Muslims Agency has built over 15,000 water wells and boreholes in Africa. Special monthly payments can be arranged to suit you. Contact Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كان شكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا
صدق الله العظيم.
A message coming in regarding Morana Asad Saab Ovi rahimahullah. He was not just a Morana, he was a my good friend. Mufti and I went a long way. He made a lot of jokes. I forced him to go to hospital and I brought him back from hospital. He held my hand so tight that day. And now in my sickness I miss him a lot because he was someone that was just there for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. This is, respected friends, we're speaking with regards to Morana Asad Saab Ovi. And Morana was an amazing individual that was really a person that inspired many. And I must say, when we went to visit Morana and you would sit with him, and in his last stages you would ask him, how are you? And no matter what pain he went through, no matter what difficulty he was going through, say, Morana, alhamdulillah, I'm doing very, very well. Only in the last time that we went on, he said, Morana, my shoulder is a bit sore. Then you realize how sickly and how sore he really was. We have one of Morana's students online and one of the ulama of the Lodium area, Morana Adil Saab. Morana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. How are you, Morana, wa baytul nasha?
Very well. Morana, jazakallah for joining us. We've heard a lot with regards to Morana Asad Saab Ovi, but your interaction with him as a teacher with regards to him playing that role in the madrasa, you want to share with us some of the insights and some of the information regarding Morana Asad Saab as a teacher?
Yes, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Well, Morana, like we were hearing earlier from Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Saab Mutazillo, who made mention of three salient qualities of Hazrat Maulana. And from the three that he made mention, one was his manner and his interaction with the students in the madrasa. Maulana was not only an ustad to us, but he was a fatherly figure to us as well. Hearing Maaf Maulana.
Thank you, Maulana.
Hearing about however speaking to some of the students in the madrasa, one of the students had made mention to me that when he took Faragat into the Darul Uloom, then he was a student that wasn't like really interested in learning, and he was a very playful and mischievous character, and he said there was never a day that Maulana ever raised his voice to me, or Maulana ever scolded me for not doing my work.
Allahu Akbar.
But Maulana used to come to me, not in the break, or during madrasa time, rather after madrasa, Maulana would come, and Maulana would say to him, Kibeta, what's wrong? Why you never do the work, ma? Is it because you don't understand it? Come, let me help you. Let me teach you. And he says in this way, Hazrat Maulana had won me over to such an extent that from a student who never did any work in class previously, he says in the last 3 months before Hazrat Maulana became sick, he says, I had covered up two hardcover books of 172 pages only on the dars of Maulana's tafsir.
Allahu Akbar.
Well, this was the type of personality Maulana was. He had won the love of the students to such an extent that there was one particular student in the madrasa who was studying in university as well. And this particular student used to leave his academic studies in the university and come and sit in the tafsir dars of Hazrat Maulana Sittab Rahmatullah Ali. This was the type of person Maulana was. You know, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, the Sahabi once came into the masjid and he said, I sneezed and I said loudly, Alhamdulillah. And everyone looked at him and said, what are you doing? And he says, after the salah, Nabi alayhi salam, he did not shout at me. He did not rebuke me. He did not hit me. Those were the qualities that Hazrat Maulana possessed. Then I tell you another incident that Maulana sets up. There was in Lotus Gardens where Maulana used to reside, there weren't many Hufaz. And a lot of Hufaz used to go from Lodium to Lotus Gardens to go and perform Taraweeh. And one particular Hufaz, he was making a lot of mistakes on the Musalla. And I said, Maulana, they approached him, the committee approached Maulana, and they said to Maulana that, look, this fellow is making a lot of mistakes. Can't we replace him with someone else or give his rakats over to somebody else? And what Maulana said to them, he says, don't do that to him. By you removing him off the Musalla, by you taking him away, you are only going to scar him. You are only going to hurt him. What I would rather suggest to you is that rather give him one or two rukus less to learn, to recite for the night, and rather give him targhib to better and afflict this Qur'an Kareem.
Mawli Adil Saab, we have two callers on the line. Briefly, I would like to ask you your personal relationship with Maulana.
Well, I had a very profound relationship with Hazrat Maulana Asad Saab Rahimahullah. I used to send him now and then a text message, you know, and I'll just share with you one text message that I sent him just before I went to go sit for i'tikaf in Ramadan. I said, Assalamu alaikum. I said, Maulana, Yanakar Banna is intending to sit for i'tikaf. Kindly request the du'as. I said, Maulana's reply was, Hazrat, you make du'a for me because you're going to be in the path of Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Hazrat Maulana. He always requested du'as from everyone and he never ever turned anybody away down by saying anything untoward. And I was like, Maulana, I'll tell you one incident. Maulana was in hospital, and one Saturday afternoon I went to go and visit Maulana while he was in hospital. And it so happened that on that particular day, there wasn't visitors there, and I had the good fortune of being alone with Maulana for a few minutes. And Maulana started asking me about the afternoon madrasa where I'm currently teaching. And he was asking me the role and the students and what we are teaching, etc. And then Maulana said to me, he says, Mawli Adil Saab, make dua that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees you like a star. So I asked, I said, sitari, star, q, why? He says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ashabika nujum. بأيهم اهتديتم اهتديتم وكما قال كما الصحابة like guiding stars whomsoever you follow you'll be rightly guided. You people are ustaz in the madrasa, inshallah all those students that follow you and underneath you will also be rightly guided inshallah. Therefore make this dua.
Well, Ya Aziz Saab, Jazakallah for your time this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the strength to take Ameen. The loss that you're dealing with at the moment in your ustaz inshallah.
Inshallah. You can ask everyone, inshallah, to recite three quls for Hazrat Maulana Sissab Rahimahullah and for all the marhumin.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the shortcomings of our Ustadi Muhtaram.
Ameen. Inshallah.
Fill his qabr with nur and elevate his stages in Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan, Maulana.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We have two callers on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Ubaidullah, you are speaking to Ismail Hatem from Erasmia.
Yes, Abizab, your input to this program, mashallah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So, Maulana Asad Rahimullah Ali was my cousin, and we were very close. I had the privilege of performing Taraweeh with him once. I even had the privilege of sitting in his class part-time, you know, for 2 years.
Yes,
yes. Studied under him. And on a personal level, we visited each other, you know, from the time our fathers were so close. And I just wanted to mention, you know, the qualities that Mufti Sahib mentioned, Maulana Adil Sahib mentioned. You know, the one unique thing that Maulana had was his humility. You know, his love for the old people was also something that we learned a lot from. On another angle, you know, from the family perspective, Maulana did a lot of research into the family tree, and he put together a very, very informative piece of work around our family, traced all the roots back to India and wherever.
SubhanAllah.
And so, Ajib, Maulana, you know, the other day we had to do a project for my daughter, and it involved some family history. And amazingly enough, you know, I referred to this work of Maulana's and got a lot of information from there. So Maulana spent a lot of his time, personal time, in building this family tree. And I think all of us now in the family would only realize the value of this, you know, now that Maulana has left us, that, you know, so much of effort and work has gone into this, and what a thorough piece of work is completed.
So
we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his status in Jannah, and he grants us the hidayah to follow Maulana's example and some of his very special things that he taught us, one of it being humility. And I don't think there's anyone that would be able to portray so much of humility like I've seen in Maulana.
Hazrat, jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this legacy of Maulana Sahib perpetuate in the family, inshaAllah.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakallahu khaira.
Barakallahu fi.
We have another caller. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Caller, you live on air, assalamu alaikum. Caller, you live on air, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have few messages coming in regarding Maulana Asad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with the opportunity to make Maulana Asad's khidmat for just under a year. Despite his illness, it overwhelmed him. He had the most amazing smile till the night before his demise, last week Thursday night, exactly this time we parted from his home. At that moment, Allah had taken away all his faculties, except the use of his right arm and right eye. The rest was paralyzed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his stages, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow his noble example, inshallah. We have another call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, Katul Maulana. Another sad story that we've lost another great alim, Maulana Asad. Like Mufti Sahib had mentioned, and the previous callers had mentioned, Maulana had one great quality: humbleness, humility. And what I really admired about him, he always smiled on his face.
Gee, Maulana, that was a distinguishing quality of Maulana.
Honestly, you know, I'm talking, dating back to his little, as you call it, those, you know, excuse the terminology, you call it like, when he was a little kid, he came to Jalalabad with his late mom and dad to study. From that time, he had a smile on his face. And we had a good fortune of meeting Maulana before he passed on. We went and visited him at home. And Allah shukr, I spent quite a bit of time with him. That was, we were there from after Father Zohar, and I was little Isha with him. And believe me, he must have been in a lot of pain, but there was not an indication on his beautiful face pain, but besides a smile. And Allah Ta'ala, as I said, is a great loss to the community, and we have learned, and we have heard from a lot of people about his great quality as a ustad, how devoted he was, how sincere he was. Allah accept all his khidmat and make it the zariya of najat for him for the akhirah. Give the family sabr jameel again and grant marhum highest state in the akhirah. Fill his cover with nur.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah, Maulana.
Jazakallah, we have Maulana's son, Maulana Luqman, on the line. I would really like to say, Maulana's son, the service that he rendered to his father and the family was really amazing and unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly for that. And Maulana Luqman, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah so much for taking out your time. It's just a week after the emotional passing on of your father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for yourself, your mother,
your sisters and the community of Lotus Gardens and Lodium as well, inshallah.
True, inshallah.
Well, really, I would like to acknowledge the service and the khidmat that you've done for your father. May Allah reward you. May Allah fill in the footsteps that your father and grandfather were treading. From your side, what was the qualities of your father as a father that you knew and that you would like people to learn from his life and his legacy?
Just like what Moana Adil said and Moana Mufti Aki said, the humility in my father, I've seen that a lot. And his simplicity is a very simple, although he was a very intelligent person and very deep person when it came to his, the advice he gave was very deep. But in his life, he never had too much needs and that, he was very simple in his...
Well, look, Mansab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firm the foundation of the family from the side of the community of Lodium, of Pretoria, from the Madrasa Dar es Salaam, from the Masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take yourself and your family from strength to strength, inshallah. May Allah fill your father's qabr with nur, and may Allah fill the vacuum that your father has left in our midst, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah so much for coming on air this evening, Morana.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The message that we read earlier was from Dr. Shiraz Al-Amdeen, and he was one of the doctors that was seeing Mawlana Sattab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him tremendously for that as well. Another message coming in, Mawlana Asad was my teacher in Johannesburg. I was studying by him part-time. When Mawlana Asad came to Pretoria, Dar es Salaam Madrasa to teach, and every Urdu word that when he needed translation, he would ask my mother Shanaz Mal for translation, as Mawlana Asad was not that well versed in the Urdu language as he was in the other languages as well. Another message coming in, that a few qualities of Hazrat Mawlana Asad Saab, he was not a judgmental person, number two. He sat with everybody, poor, healthy, famous, or unknown, and he himself remained in the background in all conditions. I don't ever recall him laughing loudly or guffing. He appreciated humor, but used to smile or block his mouth when it was really funny. He had the ability of making you feel special, even making you more important. This was even when he was unwell. Mawlana Asad Saab Ovi Rahimahullah was a remarkable person. Myself and Mawlana Abbas Saab Jina visited him several times in his illness, would always be smiling and would always be happy and never complaining with regards to anything, always having concern for Deen. And one thing that would always stay in my mind regarding Mawlana Asad Saab was the nur that shone in the life of Mawlana Asad Saab as we were giving ghusl to Mawlana. Contentment, light, just person that was happy with the decision and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the gap. May Allah make it easy for his students, his colleagues, his contemporaries as well, those that are teaching with Mawlana in the madrasa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the madrasa where Mawlana was teaching and the area where Mawlana is staying a suitable replacement, inshallah ta'ala. As we conclude today's program, we take a lesson to Mawlana's recitation, inshallah. We take the news, and next week, inshallah, we have a special guest. We're having a program in Lodium next week, inshallah. Mawlana Ilyas Patel Damat Barakatum, the younger brother of Mawlana Yunus Patel, will be joining us in Lodium, speaking on father and son relationship in the light of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We would be taking that program live from the Dar es Salaam Masjid, inshallah, and we would be playing that program, inshallah, on Radio Islam International next week, Thursday, inshallah. And with that, we leave you with the recitation of Mawlana Asad Saab. Until next week, inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.